Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston strikes out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan takes first base on ball four. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Dykes, who relays the ball to Young, who tags Collins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Welch moves to second. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston fields the ball and throws to Hasty covering. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perkins moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0-for-2 in the game. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Perkins. Galloway moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Collins scores. Hooper moves to third. Ma still moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball towards center. Miller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miller. Hooper scores. Ma still moves to third. Falk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. There goes Falk trying to get to home. Miller throws the ball into Perkins, who tags Falk, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Shealy moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnston hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Walker scores. Welch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Welch moves to third. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Mulligan reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston has Mulligan trapped. There's the throw to Perkins and over to Dykes, who tags Mulligan for the out. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Bob Hasty. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.